All right, the faculty mentor from Springfield Ballet, who is in charge of the Young Choreographer Showcase, Teresa Simpson, has brought in a couple of students, and I need to get your names down because I'll be putting this up on the website, so I'll need to be able to put your names down, too. So, you are?
My name is Hattie Geltmeyer.
Okay. Geltmeyer. And you are?
I'm Emily Orr.
All right, and this is the 7th annual Young Choreographer Showcase.
Yes. This is our 7th year, and this is actually going to be our 3rd year at the Art Museum Auditorium. So this is our student-run production that we do every year, and Emily is one of our choreographers.
Right.
And then Emily is our house manager, too.
Well, all right. So this is all student-produced, but, of course, under your supervision.
Right. I just kind of keep them on track and make sure that they get feedback and advice. I help with editing music if they need help with that as well. So Hattie can kind of tell you a little bit about the process of the choreography.
Yeah. So it starts off with you pick a song and you find all the dance that you want to do. And then we have meetings in front of a board of mentors, and they tell us different suggestions that we could maybe change our dance and make it just adding things that would maybe work a little bit better since they're more experienced and they know how it works. And then we slowly make little changes and until we're ready for it to be put on the stage.
So young choreographers from Springfield Ballet School are involved?
There are 13 choreographers this year.
And they each do one piece?
Sometimes. You can either be a dancer or a choreographer or both. There are a few that are dancing as well as dancing in somebody else's or choreographing for somebody else.
It's interesting that Springfield Ballet, one of the major aspects of Springfield Ballet is the ballet school, and one thinks of it as being primarily about teaching dance, but as far as performance, but there's a choreographic element too for those who are so inclined.
Right. That's why we started this program 7 years ago. We noticed that a lot of our students were coming up with creative ideas and wanted a venue to share those with.
They had no outlet for it.
They had no outlet. No. So this provides them an outlet for it. And the great thing about the Art Museum is now they're in a real theater space. So we also have students doing technical theater. They're all the ones running everything backstage as well. So it's an exposure to those technical theater jobs and kind of an appreciation for what they see in their normal productions as well.
And that's where Emily comes in. You are the stage manager, and what does that involve?
Yes, so I'm the house manager and the stage manager, and as stage manager, I'll be backstage, making sure every dancer knows when they're going to be on stage, they know that they're next and everything, and then as house manager, I'll be introducing each piece and stating their inspiration, what inspired them to create this dance.
So what range of music have the students chosen to choreograph?
There's a really large variety because we will pick the music however, if we find a piece that inspires us, we will wait for it to be approved and
has to be approved.
Yeah, because we try to not have lyrics.
No explicit lyrics. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Because lyrics can be distracting to the choreography sometimes, or lead you to think of something that wouldn't necessarily just be the choreographer's inspiration.
Right.
So there are some songs that are variations on somewhat popular songs. My song is by Led Zeppelin, but it's there's no lyrics in it. Yeah. And then there are some people that are doing very classical music, and it ranges far and in between for that.
The music ranges far and wide. How about the choreography?
Yeah, definitely. It ranges from classical ballet to contemporary ballet to contemporary to modern. And some in between. It's just, I think there's a jazz piece as well. So there's a large variety.
Now, how long does that, will the performance go on? What, do you have a timing on it?
It'll be approximately an hour, and we have a 10-minute intermission in between where concessions are available for our guests and our audience members to have a snack in between as well. It's a donation-based concession table that our families and the participants and choreographers in this showcase have put together. All the proceeds from that go back to our scholarship and outreach programs at Springfield Ballet as well.
Well, that is the 7th Annual Young Choreographer Showcase next Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m. at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium. That's 1111 East Brookside Drive, right next to Phelps Grove Park, just west of the intersection of Bennett and National. And you'll be indoors, and the Shakespeare production by Actors Theater will be outdoors, or, you know, either under a tent or right there on the columns. So it'll be a busy Thursday night next week at the Art Museum Auditorium. Again, the Young Choreographer Showcase is free and open to the public. You can call the ballet at 862-1343 or visit springfieldballet.org for information. Anything else you think people might need to know about it?
We are just so excited. We've all been working so hard, from the people on stage and off stage, and we're just excited to have this outreach opportunity to get into the community and show each individual dancer and kind of why we dance, our inspiration to dance.
How long? Well, I do have one more question. How long has this been in preparation as far as rehearsing and everything?
This year it's been a 2.5 months long process.
Oh, okay.
So they've been working hard on this. And again, like Hattie, I think, was saying, they go through a feedback process. So they sit in front of a panel and get feedback on their choreography. So they've been editing this for a long time.
Well, again, that is next Thursday night at the Art Museum Auditorium. And ladies, thanks for being here. Teresa Simpson, who is one of the faculty mentors from Springfield Ballet, who is helping these young choreographers, the stage and house manager. That was a term I was trying to think of. House manager, Emily Orr, and one of the choreographers, Hattie Geltmeyer. Are you dancing in your own show, or in your own piece, or are you dancing in somebody else's? Or
I'm dancing in my own piece as well as one of the other dancers.
There you go. Well, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.